Chapter 17, The Stylus. The professor and Evan were greatly dismayed when they heard about the violence that had erupted in Paradise. Louis had sent them a text. Seeing Charlie with a white cast on his arm was disconcerting for the professor.
C'est alors! A robbery and a broken arm, the professor lamented that afternoon as he and Evan looked in on the tinies. How can this be?
They will be teenagers in 2 weeks, Evan reminded him.
But where is this aggression and sneakiness coming from? The professor bemoaned. They don't play violent video games. They haven't witnessed violence in any shape or form. They have a loving uncle and everything they need. Why are they acting like this?
Do you feel they would have to see it to do it? Evan questioned.
I would have expected so, Jack Lemons replied. I'm astonished. I'm glad that Louis has doled out some consequences. We must deter such behavior, or Paradise won't be the safe, happy place that I intended it to be.
They are kids. Sometimes they will be selfish. It's just natural.
But selfishness leads to suffering. I don't understand why they are feeling selfish.
Doesn't everyone feel selfish sometimes? Evan pondered uneasily. He hoped it wasn't just him.
In our world, perhaps, the professor reasoned, we don't always have enough. We aren't assured that we will always have enough. And we see selfish behavior all around us, but the tinies have everything they need.
There weren't enough mangoes.
True, we will have to work on that.
As they stood by the glass dome, watching the tinies finish their dinner and begin taking their dirty plates into the kitchen, Amy walked out of the store with the scissors in her hand.
Haircuts! She called out cheerfully.
Professor noticed the three chairs sitting on the grass near the store. Uncle Louis brought out a mirror, which he gave to Santa to hold.
Look at the sign, Evan chuckled.
Vanitha was walking out of the store with a large sign that said, Haircuts! Bring one flat rock for the road. Kenzie, Charlie, and Franz were the first to check in with rocks for the road. Kenzie had two good-sized rocks, one for himself and one for Charlie. Franz had a small one. The other boys, who weren't entirely sure they wanted their long locks cut off, stood at a safe distance to watch what would happen. Most of the girls stayed close by as well, eager to watch the show.
I'm with Amy, Kenzie called out, sitting down in the chair in front of her.
Charlie sat in Vanitha's chair, and Franz sat down in front of Georgia.
So how do you want it to look? Amy asked.
Santa walked in front of Kenzie with the mirror and held it up so they both could see. Kenzie looked at his brown curly locks, which framed his white freckled face.
I really have no idea, he smiled. I just want this hair out of my eyes.
You mean the hair in front?
Yes.
Amy picked up the hair in front and did a quick snip, not wanting to cut it too short, but just enough to be out of his eyes.
Is that good? She asked.
One person laughed, and then they all began laughing. Even the professor and Evan had to restrain themselves.
He looks like a pretty girl, Damien mocked.
And poor Kenzie did look quite pretty, with short bangs and long hair hanging down on each side. Outside Paradise, Evan whispered, she's got to go shorter. Inside Paradise, Lima was of the same opinion.
If you're going to cut it, go short everywhere, he advised.
With his tidy afro, he looked the most masculine of anyone. Lima's right, Kenzie agreed. Take it all off. Amy plunged into Kenzie's curls. Everyone cheered her on. Santa held up the mirror so Kenzie could see the progress. Kenzie watched nervously, but didn't say a word. Vanitha and Georgia waited, observing the process before beginning any cuts of their own. Finally, Amy stepped back as though she were done. There were a few calls for a little more on the left, and one suggestion to cut it shorter around the ears. After those minor adjustments, everyone clapped and Kenzie stood up and bowed. Amy smiled. The shortcut looked good on Kenzie. In a low voice, Evan remarked, so much better. I'm glad those scissors finally came.
It took a while, the professor agreed quietly. It was hard to find anyone who would custom make scissors that small.
Vanitha and Georgia started on the boys sitting in their chairs.
Any more customers? Amy asked with a smile.
I guess I'll get mine cut, Damien shrugged. I'll be back with a stone.
And with that, he ran off to fetch a rock. A number of other boys followed him to the hill, and so did Tina. Damien's blonde hair was thicker than Kenzie's and very matted from all the swimming he'd done in the lake. It was challenging for Amy to get a uniform look.
I look too fluffy, Damien protested when he glanced in Santa's mirror.
Peering at his reflection, Amy had to agree. Okay, I'll try to even it out, she told him. Working carefully and cutting more off, she got it very even.
The only trouble was it was evenly slanted from left to right. Damien was not pleased. Oh dear, she said, I'll try some more. Watching carefully, the professor smiled. This may not be her thing, he whispered. Evan chuckled. Before long, Damien had the shortest hair of anyone, but at least it was even.
I like it, Amy said happily. You look dashing.
Damien smiled proudly into the mirror that Santa was sharing around. He ran his fingers over his stubby hair and nodded his thanks. I guess I'll wash off in the lake, he said, heading toward the beach. Uncle Louis stepped in front of him, shaking his head. No lake till the road is done, he said.
But how can I get clean? Damien demanded. I need a swim.
Use the shower down by the outhouse, Uncle Louis reminded him. You can clean off there. Damien grudgingly headed to the shower. Professor shook his head. I don't know how Louis will keep those boys out of the lake, he said quietly to Evan. I agree with the road project, but he's asking too much to keep them out of the lake. I think I'd better say something. Evan shrugged. Louis may have overreacted a little, he surmised softly. But he's got a tough job in there dealing with teen attitudes. We need to support him in whatever he decides. Imagining what his own reaction to the incident might be, Evan surmised, I'm guessing we might have overreacted too had we witnessed the fight and heard Charlie screaming in pain.
True, Professor admitted. He is trying to do his best. But I'm sure those boys didn't intend to break Charlie's arm.
Speaking softly, Evan recalled, whether they did or didn't, you want to allow Louis to make his own decisions and learn from them, right? We are observing and helping this experiment along, but not directly governing. There was a long pause, and then Jack Slamand said, You're right, Evan. Louis must feel free to make his own decisions. They watched as the boys admired the new looks. Vanitha had given Charlie a creative cut, with the top hair a little longer than the closely trimmed sides. Franz was happy that his straight, stringy brown hair was cut in a longer style, just above his eyes. Vahid and Zahir lined up for Georgia. Milan and Ponzi were asking for Vanitha. The two dogs, Fredo and Maxie, lay close by, watching from the sidelines, and nuzzling anyone who came within nuzzling distance, hoping for a few pats. Tina was next in line for Amy. Please just off to my shoulders, she requested. I don't want it too short. Amy carefully took her time doing Tina's thin hair. When she was done, the shoulder-length cut was a little crooked, but it still looked good on Tina. One by one, many of the tinies had either a trim or a cut. A pile of 16 rocks lay around the chairs. There was no doubt, however, when they were all done, that Vanitha and Georgia had a special knack for cutting hair.
It's not really Amy's gift, the professor reflected softly.
Evan agreed. You're my hair cutter from now on, they heard Zahir tell Georgia as he admired his new look one more time in Santa's mirror. Georgia smiled. Thank you, she said with a pleased giggle. The professor looked in with surprise, but he had to admit Georgia's stylish cuts looked great on Zahir, Vahid, and Charlie. Vanitha had shown great skill as well. Amy stood with her arms folded, looking in Zahir and Georgia's direction with a miffed expression. They all have their unique talents, Professor Lemans told himself.